Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called The World and Everything in It. The book was written by Kevin Henkes. And I would just like to pause and say, I know the world is a pretty big place. And everything in it, how could it all fit in one book, do you suppose? Maybe not really everything is in the book and neither is the world. Wouldn't you think? Maybe it's just an idea about those things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with too. So this story I think is worth exploring because on the cover we see there's the sun and the moon and the storm clouds and the ocean and a dog and all kinds of things. A cat, a fish, a fly. It makes you wonder what might be in this book. Let's explore. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
The most funniest guy in the world.
The most funniest guy in the world?
What?
I'm glad you're here. Well, funny guy, my funny friend, I hope you don't do anything too funny while we're trying to read.
Oops.
Too late. Here we go. There are big things and little things in the world. And in the picture, we can see a great big tree, the trunk of a tree. We can also see a tiny little sprout, a little sapling coming up. Little animals, tiny flowers, pebbles, things so small you can't see them. Like, for example, an atom.
No.
Molecules.
No. An electron.
An electron. Yes. Exactly. You cannot see this with your eye. Now, there are things that are big, too. We turn the page and we see the big things are big. The sea, or the ocean. The sun, the moon.
Although I should go to the moon, then the sun, because the sun is bigger than the moon.
The sun is bigger than the moon. Significantly bigger. But it's also further away. You can have some of the little things, like a pebble, or a flower, or a little animal. But you can have big things, too. The sea is big, but you can hold some of it in your hands. Now, you can't, of course, hold all of it, can you? No, because if you try to do that, what happens?
You drown.
Yeah, your arms aren't big enough to wrap around the whole ocean, are they?
Well, unless you're the guy up in space.
Oh.
Do you think lives in heaven.
Oh, yeah? I suppose that's possible.
He can wrap his arms around the whole entire universe.
Mm-hmm. The sun is big, but you can have a patch of it on the rug. On your floor. Like if you were a cat and you found a little beam of sunlight and decided, if you were a cat and you found a little beam of sunlight and decided to lay in that warm sunbeam, that could be yours, right? Mm-hmm. And the moon is big, but you can see all of it out the window in your bedroom. Mm-hmm. We can see it all because we're from a distance. Now, if we got up close to it, we wouldn't be able to see it as well, right? Mm-hmm. And if we were an astronaut looking at the Earth, we could see the whole Earth. Mm-hmm. Because we were at
just not the half.
Oh, just not the backside of it?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. There are big things and little things in the world and everything in between. And in the picture, we can see a great big elephant and a tiny little lady. Ladybug. And we can see lightning and we can see snow and stars and trees and flowers and snakes and acorns. And
where's the snake?
Next to the flower. Nice. Yeah, there's a lot of things in the picture to look at. You could play I Spy on this page, couldn't you? Mm-hmm. Most of the things are in between. Like you and me, and just about anything you can think of. Like, for example, if you have a classroom full of kids, well, the kids in your class are not as big as an elephant, right? They're not as small as a grasshopper either. They're kind of in between a grasshopper and an elephant. But the school itself might be bigger than an elephant.
Or smaller,
depending on what kind of school it is, I suppose.
What if it's a school that can only fit one grown-up and 53 babies?
Still might be bigger, I think, than an elephant, but who knows? Everything is in the world. Everything that we know about. Mm-hmm. Everything is in the world.
Page.
Although I do want to say this. The sun and the moon are not in our world. The moon is orbiting our world, which means it goes around our world. And our world orbits the sun, which means we go around the sun. Mm-hmm. But the sun does not go around our planet. And that, my good friends, is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.